Hello, BGTY Nation. It's time again for another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to the podcast and invite others to do so. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Reviews and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. Now, let's dive into this conversation. Self-care. Do I want it or not? BGTY Nation, I want you to know that today I cried. It was one of those hard cries. I was definitely in my feelings. I was thinking about a lot of things. I was thinking about all the things I have to do as a mom, what I have to do as a wife, on my job. I was thinking about life. Sometimes I was even questioning, have I made all the right decisions for myself or for my family? Are there things I need to do? And then that first tear dropped. And those thoughts got more intense. And then the tears kept coming and coming and coming. I was a mess. I was vulnerable. I'm still vulnerable. Just doing this podcast today, I'm being so authentic to just let my feelings out and let you know that I cried today. So that's why I decided to do today's topic on self-care. Who's been where I am? Who needs self-care? I needed that today. As a matter of fact, I know I needed it a long time ago. I just wasn't taking care of myself like I was supposed to. I was taking care of everybody else and what everybody else need from me. But today, my body said, no, you need to take care of yourself. Is anybody else feeling like that? Is anybody else feeling that they need self-care? We as human beings, we work ourselves to the bone, not thinking about our body or our mind. We just work and do for others, and just really forget about ourselves. But we need time. We need that time to rejuvenate and focus on ourselves in order to make sure that we are being good to ourselves, BGTY, or we are bringing joy to our own lives. That's what this podcast is all about, bringing joy to life. And one way that we can do that is through self-care. And even though you may be a person that has started that routine of self-care, just like I know I've always had self-care tendencies. And some of the things that I do are about self-care, but sometimes I forget. And when I forget, things like this, that big cry that I had today, happen to show me that I needed to stop and give myself some self-care. The United States is the most overworked developed nation in the world. Let me say that again. The United States is the most overworked developed nation in the world. So if you're listening to this podcast episode and you live in the United States, G.E. Miller wrote an article in 2018 for somethingfinance.com and stated the obvious. We in the United States are overworked. Our work-life balance is in shambles. We just don't know how to take care of ourselves. And what are we going to do about it? How are we going to do that? Bringing joy to your life is about balancing work and balancing home life. Bringing joy to your life is about knowing when to say stop and say enough is enough. So I guess that's what happened to me today. My body was saying, no way, joy. You got to rest mentally, emotionally, and physically. You got to know that some of the things you are thinking about are out of your control, so don't focus on them. You have to know that the things that are in your control, you still got to pause for a moment and tend to yourself. Hey, you, are you feeling that too? Are you feeling the way that I was feeling today? Do you need to release some tears? I have learned that crying is okay to do. That is part of self-care. So the research says that crying detoxifies your body. After you get out of that hard, continuous cry, you start to feel some type of way. It's soothing to you. It feels like all the weight has been lifted off of you. This is called self-soothing, according to this article I was reading. And I did just that today. I cried, which gave me a self-soothing effect, which made me feel good afterwards. The article went on to say that crying for long periods of time, it releases oxytocin and endorphins. These are feel-good chemicals that help ease both physical and emotional pain. Now, some people see crying as a weakness or a person who is depressed. But if you have those falsehoods in your head, get them out. Crying is positive and restores emotional balance. I can admit, though, that I waited too long to cry this time. I was going and going and going and going. And just finally broke down without even knowing it. Tears just started rolling down my eyes. This thing, it just happened all at once. And once it started happening, I couldn't hold it back. So I just let those tears roll and roll. And I had that hard cry, which made me feel so much better. This article also brought to light that researchers at Tilburg University put crying under the microscope and found that on average, American women cry 3.5 times each month, while American men cry around 1.9 times each month. The averages by country varies. However, the average in America is on the higher end of the spectrum. Women in China, for an example, only cry about 1.4 times each month, according to the research. And men in Bulgaria reportedly cry a mere 0.3 times each month. I can see that our statistics are higher because remember, We are a country that is overworked. We have more stresses. Some of us work 60 plus hours. And even though we have a day or two off, we are still working with our cell phones and laptops nearby. So cry, baby, cry, and then wipe your little eye, because the amount of time we cry is good for us. It's called self-care, and it's okay. So self-care is very important to your longevity of your physical and mental health. Another way that you need to practice self-care is make time to reflect. Write down your thoughts while playing music or not. It's soothing with music. It's calming with music. And even if you don't have it, it's still soothing and calming. Many goals can be made and many questions can be answered just by using the self-care strategy, like journaling and reflecting in that journal. Many people use the 5 W's and a how when they're writing goals. This prevents future stress if you know what you're working on, if you know the why, the when, the what, the how. If you know those things, then it helps you to prevent future stress. Sometimes it's not about writing the goals. It's just about writing randomly, fantasizing, and being creative. Writing a wish list or a list of things that you are dreaming of. I believe that's how fictional books are formed. Letting your brain go wild and your imagination cut loose. It may be just for you, or your words may even turn into something big. So definitely self-care.
Take care of me and my fragile heart. It's yours to keep.
I thought this was the perfect song. Just listen. It makes you think about self-care. You need to take care of yourself. It's so important. And it's okay. Remember, it's okay to cry. It's okay to reflect. You have to love yourself. Just like this song says, love. You are the keeper of yourself. Take care of yourself. Self-care. That's what it's about. That's what we need. Cry if you need to cry, because it will bring joy to your life and you are being good to yourself. Ride a bike, walk around the neighborhood, or just stay in bed a little longer and rest. That is self-care. It is crucial that you do it. We neglect things like this because the world is so fast-paced. And we just don't see reasons to slow down. We have to self-care. But just as I wailed and cried out loud today, that could be you. My body had to make me stop to say, hey, you need to slow down and take a break and cry. And crying helped me accomplish that. And I felt so much better. What I continue to learn through research is that self-care prevents overload burnout. I was there today. Self-care refocused my journey. Self-care can refocus your journey, and it can help reduce the effects of stress. So, to recap, ways to self-care is 1, it's your party, so you can cry if you want to. It's good for you anyway, and you feel so good afterwards. 2, journal or write down your goals or whatever you want. Use the 4 W's and a how. 3, listen to music and dance, dance, dance all night. But for real, just listen to happy music and dance to happy music. Move your body to whatever, and that is truly another way to self-care. 4 is to stop, drop, and relax in your bed, on the couch, wherever, and say, I'm absolutely doing nothing. It's okay to do this sometimes. It doesn't have to be long, just something to relax your mind. By doing these things, you are bringing joy to your life, and you are being good to yourself. We are all human, and we all need to self-care. It's hard, especially with competition being at your front door, especially with job requirements beating you down or family obligations in front of you every second. But what I know is what I know. We have to make time, or it will make time for us. Me, 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 me. That was me today. My body and my emotions took me on and told me, stop, drop, cry, and relax. And that's what I did. I shouldn't have let it get me like that, because I know better. But I am so glad that I have refocused myself. And now, today, and for the rest of this week, I am truly going to be good to myself. If you take care of yourself, meaning if you take care of your physical and your emotional needs, then the rest will fall into place. Now, for me, that school is out, meaning no more kids, 1 more week with the teachers, and then 1 more week at work, which gives me, 2 weeks before I'm officially out. But when I say school's out, that means the stress of kids and students and teachers and parents, school is out. I can personally now be good to myself, give myself all of the physical and emotional self-care that I need. But if you're not an educator that has summers off like myself, then truly make sure that you find time to vacation. And that vacation doesn't have to be a vacation outside of the state or outside of the city or outside of the country. You can vacation right in your house, because what you can do is give yourself the self-care that your body and your mind needs. Because it's all about being good to yourself. So, BGTY Nation, from my book of Words That Matter by Oprah, I want to leave you with a few quotes from the book. Hopefully, as you resonate on these words, you will begin your journey of self-care or continue your journey that you are already on is worth it. No one wants to live with regrets because we didn't treat ourselves right. So quote number one says, and it's by Katrina Kennison. She says, solitude is the soul's holiday, an opportunity to stop doing for others and to surprise and delight ourselves instead. In solitude, we discover what makes us feel alive. And I say, solitude brings joy to your life. It's all about you being good to yourself. Quote number two, it comes from Oprah. And she says, none of us are built to run nonstop. That's why when you don't give yourself the time and care you need, your body rebels in the form of sickness and exhaustion. Me. Today, how do I give back to myself, she says. Hardly a day goes by and I don't talk things out with my best friend Gail, who is usually interested in every detail. We call it book, chapter, and verse. Wow. Quote number three, it comes from Jennifer Lawden. And she said, when we finally learn about self-care and where it begins and ends, we know that it begins and ends with ourselves. We no longer demand sustenance and happiness from others. Oh, so true, Jennifer. Oh, so true. So, BGTY Nation, the question at the beginning of this episode was, self-care, do I want it or not? As for me, yes, I want it. And I now know that if I don't make time for it, it will make time for me. What you don't want is the forced self-care. As the saying goes, proper planning prevents piss poor performance. So plan to self-care and make it part of your routine. So answer the question, do you want self-care or not? Okay, BGTY Nation, this concludes another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. If you are just dropping by, follow me on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast fix. Shh, it's a secret. I have told you before, it is not a secret. I want you to share this episode and this podcast with others so they can be a part of the BGTY Nation, the Be Good to Yourself Nation. We're over here with Dr. Joy. We are all about bringing joy to life. Check out past seasons and episodes too. And I will see you next time.